Hello, welcome to Friday Night Movies with Abe
and Hannah.
This is our very first podcast and very first show.
Wish us luck.
Yeah, I guess. So the reason we decided to do a movie-themed podcast was basically we watched a lot of movies over the quarantine, a lot. Before that, we used to watch movies and used to discuss a lot. And we were like, why not?
More like debates, but...
Yeah, debate, discussions.
Same thing.
Argue. You know, fighting over which character we liked, which elements we hated, you know. Same thing.
I love a movie he hates and why I hate a movie he loves.
Yeah, so we thought, why not share the same excitement and enjoyment when we watch the movies with you guys. So, it's going to be fun. We thought of discussing movies ranging from international movies to, like, genre differences to, like, even sometimes I watch some black and white movies. Me only, my sister hates it.
Why would I watch black and white? Maybe, like, I might watch Casablanca, but, like,
it's a great movie. You should watch it.
I remember trying to watch Life, Wonderful Life, way back when, like, our teacher used to show us, and I'm like, why is she showing us this? Make it stop.
Yeah, so basically, this, since it's our first podcast, we'd like to introduce ourselves. And so my name is Abe, and... Yeah, I'd be one of your hosts.
My name's Hannah. We're siblings. I'll also be another host, mostly to keep him in check.
She's going to be the villain of the show, basically.
No, I think I'll have the most popular takes, personally.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm somewhat of a... I think the thing with us is, like, we like different... genres for sure. Like, I like different things from movies than he does. So we always find that I hated being the sister that always agreed with the brother and, like, said, yeah. So
no, she's trying to be...
so I was kind of rebellious. And I started trying to form my own opinions for myself, and I found that
I didn't do my job properly. I didn't raise him.
Raise me. We have a lot of differing opinions, and we always try to challenge each other, which sometimes might turn into fights, but it's just arguments at the end of the day.
It's fun because, you know, we both like movies. We want to see really good movies and improve on those, you know.
I try to avoid really bad movies. Yeah. He purposefully watches bad movies.
Hey, those good bad movies are great. So, yeah. Like The Room, Samurai Cop.
Is it bad for me to expect quality in movies?
Well, it depends how you're looking at it, right?
Exactly.
If you're looking at a Michael Bay movie, you'd be like, you can't watch those, you know? It's like, it gives you a migraine. If you want to get, like, headaches, go watch a Michael Bay Transformers movies, I guess. So
remember, we actually went to watch the most recent Bumblebee.
That was actually good. I liked it.
I did not want to watch Transformers.
Well, it wasn't
Why was I in that theater?
We're going to talk about the format of the show, basically, to lay it out.
So we'll be watching, like, binge watching a whole bunch of movies throughout the week from different genres. We both have our lists of movies that we want to watch.
Or whatever I feel like watching at that time.
Yeah, it really depends on our mood. And we'll kind of talk about two or three movies. We'll give you a little synopsis, like the gist of the movie.
And the fun facts we found about the movie sometimes. You know, like, I remember watching a few movies and I was like, really curious to learn, especially those international movies.
You know those people that know random trivial facts? He's kind of like that.
Also, it's like, no, because this actually grew when I was watching Korean drama like you did, remember?
Yeah, I love Korean
drama. When she was watching Korean drama, when I was watching some Korean movies or even some Spanish movies, I was so curious about the culture or aspect, especially with anime as well. I was really curious
I don't mind finding cultural context. Sometimes you go way into, like, research of a movie when a movie is just supposed to be enjoyed for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, okay, I don't give, like, essays on a movie. I think that's...
But he'd be like, fun fact about a movie.
I don't think it's dumb. I just don't think that's my style. Mm-hmm. And it's just... I just like, you know...
Yeah. So we'll be watching, like, different international movies. We have a list of Korean movies that we want to watch.
We have some great Indian movies. Okay, I know a lot of people think Indian movies should be, like, oh, this over-the-top action. But there's so many different languages in India that it has so many different movies altogether. A lot of people don't know this, actually, especially international people, right? So we will give you some great movies.
Recommendations.
Recommendations to watch, and there's some great French movies,
and we're not, too. Like, critics either, so like when we watch it or when we review it, we try to think of what we enjoyed or what caught our attention during the movie. Like, we don't really know the full concept of like cinematography, but like
we could when we see a movie, when we feel like, oh, it looks nice, we'd be like, hey guys,
I
think it looks nice. That's what I can say, right?
Or like, if we like the background music, we'll be like, the BGM is amazing, or like, yeah, the sound, like the music production is,
yeah, like
great.
When we watch Interstellar, or like, you know,
I didn't watch Interstellar.
I forget the movie's name, with Gravity. The sound and the visuals in that movie were fantastic for me. You know, I loved especially in space, that when you don't hear noise.
Dun, dun, dun. No, that's no, Star Wars.
Star Wars, that's a good job at space. But, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, the real, like, those sounds. And, like, when we look at a movie, when we feel like, oh, it actually looks really good, we can't tell if it's a CGI or a person, we'd be like, hey, guys, I think this is good. Take our recommendations if you want or not.
With a grain of salt.
It's your choice, right? At the end of the day, these are movies that we felt like liking. And we may do some movies that we hated, just to discuss how we hated it.
And then we'll actually, like, talk about elements that we didn't like. It's not just, like, I didn't like it because I didn't like it. It's more like, we didn't like it because, like, the screenplay was this, or the story was crappy, or the characters, like, or, you know, like, the actual elements of the movie.
Yeah, basically that's the gist of a show, right? We can talk about different genres as well. Like, I know my sister hates horror. I'm fine, like, I like horror.
We will not be reviewing a horror movie.
I might, you might do something else. The hardest to review for me especially is horror and comedy, just because they need
to... It was funny.
No, a comedy needs to be funny. If it's not funny, then it's not a comedy. A horror needs to be scary. If he doesn't do his job, then it's just a boring, bad movie, right?
You know what's a good combination of a horror comedy?
What?
That movie we watched a year ago in theaters.
That's not horror.
That's not... It felt like a horror comedy.
I think it was a horror... It's a thriller, dark comedy. It's Ready or Not.
Ready or Not is the last horror movie-ish movie I watched, and it will be the last horror movie if I watched.
Yes, so just to give you a summary of what type of movies you could expect, we won't just review, like, art movies, you know, it's not like we're just going to review,
like, first movie is going to be Die Hard. I don't think that's anything but art, like, it's just a classic entertainer commercial flick.
Summer blockbuster, right? It's not a Christmas movie, guys, it's just... Like summer
block. It's a Christmas movie because it's on Christmas Day. There ends the argument. But we'll continue about it when we discuss the movie.
Yeah, so I hope you guys like the show, and let's dive into Die Hard.
So let's start with Die Hard.
By the way, this is spoilers, so if you haven't watched the movie... Hannah, would you like to say what the movie's about?
Oh, so if you guys don't know already, Die Hard is about an NYPD cop, like, so from New York. He visits his estranged wife, who's working in Los Angeles, in the Nakatomi building, where these German terrorists suddenly come during a Christmas party and kind of hijack the place and take them for hostage.
Yeah, I think Die Hard's a great movie. I remember when I first watched it, actually, it was in grade 6 or 7. I heard about it a lot. Back then, I wasn't a movie buff, so I wasn't able to enjoy, like, the greatness of Die Hard at that time. But I did enjoy the violence of the movie. I think the action...
The violence?
Yeah. Well, the action, right? It's a great action movie for me. A lot of people put that as one of the best action movies to watch.
Not the best, the favorite.
Yeah, it's one of the tops, right?
I don't know. So, like, I've always heard of everyone mentioning Die Hard, but I never personally have watched it until, like, last week when we sat and watched it together. I've heard, like, the little jokes that people used to make about being a Christmas movie and whatnot, and, like, I kind of knew what, like, the premise was, but I never got myself to watch it because I wasn't into action movies. I knew what I was getting into, but I was kind of like, okay, it's not that bad.
It's not actually, like, well, I personally like it a lot more, I guess, because of the way it's executed, especially. I really like the screenplay of it.
Yeah, I liked it too. It was actually not as, I was surprised that an action movie could keep viewers engaged for so long. Like, because there's always, like, with the other action movies I've seen, there's always a part where it gets a little slower. It goes, like, it kind of has, like, pauses in the movie. Segues, in a way, for, like, comic reliefs and stuff like that. Whereas this one was continuously just, well, like,
it does have comic relief.
It right? does. Like there are two characters, yeah. Like, Sergeant Al Powell and Argyle were, like, supposed to be the two comic...
No, I think it's mostly Argyle and... After this,
actually. I actually was so surprised. So I was watching it, and I kept looking at the antagonist, the villain, and I was like, he looks so familiar, but I couldn't tell where he was from. But, like, oh, yeah. I got...
Alan Rickman.
And then I found out he's Snape from Harry Potter, and I was so shook. I was like, I didn't know how... I've just never seen him in another movie except for the Harry Potter franchise.
He does
the
Snape things, doesn't he, in this movie?
Too? He's such a Snape. I gotta say, he's a great antagonist. Even in this one, I think he's one of my favorite parts. He's a really good villain.
I believe this is his first movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think this is his debut movie as a actor and to Hollywood, if I'm not mistaken.
It's funny, because you always see, like, these stereotyped Germans with the accent, but he made it seem...
Okay, it's very... a really bad accent, let's be
it
honest.
It was really
a British guy.
It was another stereotyped German, but it was entertaining on his take of it.
Yeah, it's not the worst I've seen, but it's not great.
It was
either.
Definitely for, yeah. Like, a commercial flick.
Yeah. But there's something special about Die Hard, I guess. It's because the simpleness of the story... And the...
I like that it kind of takes... It's not... It's a story taken in a few hours. Like, it starts at the Christmas party, like, the conflict, and then it ends, like, hours later. Yeah. And it kind of, even though it's short, like, the time span of the movie...
The movie's about, I believe, 132 minutes, actually. The other great thing about this movie was... What I especially loved was how simple the story is. It was just a guy stuck in a place... In the wrong time, wrong place, and he has to figure a way out of this, right? Mm-hmm. The stakes are a bit high because his wife's involved in this as well.
I love that they actually the bad guys in the movie don't know that his wife's involved. They're just, like, trying to figure out who the cop is, and they don't use... I thought it was going to be cringy at a point where they kind of play off, like, his endangered wife and, like, having to do the... Hero's savior complex kind of thing, but they save that until, like, the last 5 minutes, yeah. Which I was like, okay, good, because I was scared it would be, like, very early on and it would kind of revolve around that, whereas it's more of him, like, trying to take down the bad guys.
You want to give you a fun fact about this movie, actually? When they were looking for actors, right, they were looking for the big muscular actors, like Arnold or, like, Sylvester Stallone. And, like...
Sylvester?
Same thing. Well, what's
oh, yeah. Wasn't he supposed to be, like, comedic... he was, like, more in the comedy...
Who?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yeah.
Before
this movie. He was in a TV show called Moonlight, I believe. Moonlighting?
Wait. Yeah. And then they actually... casted, like, 20 other guys, and he was not, like, a producer pick.
One of them was Paul Newman. Harrison Ford was one of them as well, because the Star Wars fame, I guess.
And then when they asked him, he actually said no, because of, like, the contract with the other show he was doing.
Yeah.
But, like, because, like, his the other lead had to take maternity leave, he had, like, a few weeks off, or, like, a few months off, and during that time, he was able to do this movie.
I found that interesting, actually, but what I find more, I don't know what you liked in the movie because you're not an action person. What are your takes on this movie, actually?
I
be honest.
I really liked how the screenplay was. It was very fast, and it kept moving. You know, like I mentioned before, like there was no really like big pauses or like dips in the movie where it kind of got slower and you're like, okay, you're waiting for it to pick up again. It was really like, it was a fast moving, like it was very well paced. Characters wise, I really liked the side leads a little bit more. I loved the character who played the police, Sergeant Al Powell. He was one of the highlights of the movie. Every time he came
on... I shot a kid, so I can't shoot anymore. I was so sad. He came out of nowhere, too. No, like, when you're talking about Sergeant Powell, right? It's just funny because he came out of nowhere. About his backstory, where he shot...
Yeah.
Where he shot the kid, and I'm like, wait, what? It's so random to give him a connection.
I felt like because of this, he kind of had a redemption arc at the end where he actually shot the bad guy.
Yeah, but it just felt like there was a few things.
Personally, I liked him as like the hero of the story in the sense too.
No, don't get me wrong. I love him. Like him and his, he was like the
sidekick without knowing.
No. He was like the 80s. The 70s cop movie cop where he has lots of donuts and like, you know, he drives around.
Right, there's a scene right before he gets called in.
Yeah.
Right before he gets called in, he goes to a convenience store, buys a whole bunch of snacks for his like night shift, and he tells the person at the counter, they're for my pregnant wife, which turns out to be true. He does have a pregnant wife, but they're Yeah, they remember he talks on the walkie-talkie with...
I didn't know this. Maybe I haven't watched to pay attention to that closely.
No, he was talking to the main protagonist, and he was like, oh, like, I have a wife at home, she's pregnant. And so, in theory, like, he does have a pregnant wife, but he was just getting those snacks for his night shift, which I thought was, like, very funny. It was, like, such a police-type thing to play off of.
Yeah, the stereotype of the police in movies, right? They always eat donuts. No, that's funny. No, there's a few things I actually didn't like. And my major concerns about the movie, which I didn't like, were the other few actors and, like, characters, right? I didn't like the other police sergeant that comes in and the FBI agents. I just thought those were way too cartoonish into the movie. Because
towards the end when they had, like, the FBI... Like, the other... First, it was... The police that got involved.
Yeah, which was stupid.
The rest of the department.
Because when the guy got shot, when he fell from the building, and they see the dead body, it's like, oh, that guy could be high. Just like some jumped off.
I was like, building. Are you really the police?
I'm like, wait, what? He has bullets in his heart. It's like, what are you talking about?
And then when the FBI came, it just felt like very. I felt like they didn't know what they were doing at that point. They were just adding things to create more. Tension, like they're trying to randomly drive like something into the building, and there was like a huge blast of a sort. I didn't know. I was just really like thrown off as to like why they're adding random elements that didn't
get into it.
It felt unnecessary, and it was just like the tension was not required.
Yeah. One of the great things about this movie is just Bruce Willis. He was a likable, everyday man type of person, which I felt like, anyway.
What do you mean? He was super buff.
No, he wasn't. He was not, like, Arnold or, like...
Yeah, he's not no Arnold, but, like, he was still, like, in a sleeveless,
buff.
Like,
no.
Shirt, trying to fight, like, back...
Okay, no.
He's supposed to be a cop.
Yeah.
That's tough.
No, he's just
he's
a
got
cop.
A gun, he's badass, like...
No,
literally
he was just
the,
in a wrong situation. Who turns
okay,
out to be a cop.
The type of person I would imagine to be... Like a Tom Hanks, but like not Tom Hanks with muscles.
Okay, Tom Hanks with nothing.
Exactly, that's like an everyday dude.
No, Bruce Willis, like everyday dude.
I don't know, maybe it's because I don't watch enough action movies. So like, I guess like you see like the Dwayne Johnson and the John Cena's, but like... And he's not like them, but, like, he was still fit or, like, had the macho type.
No, he didn't.
Nah? Okay.
He was like Tony Stark, but without, like, the riches. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Not Tony Stark. he was just a relatable guy, you know, like Tony Stark was. He was just an alcoholic billionaire who just wanted to create a machine.
And why are we talking about Iron Man? Go back to Die Hard. My thing.
Hey, I'm just saying there's connections, you know.
The highlights of the movie for me was just like the screenplay, I have to say, and the characters. I really liked, I guess maybe it's because of bias of me liking Snape from Harry Potter, and then realizing it was Snape from Harry Potter halfway through, I was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, this one person I hated in that movie. I wanted him to die.
Oh, and he does.
No, he doesn't.
Which one?
It was a news reporter.
Oh, I hated the news reporter.
I wish he died.
Okay, there was two characters I strongly disliked in the movie. One was the employee or like the co-worker of Bruce Willis's wife. The dude who like snitches or pretends to be a friend and then dies in the process.
Yeah.
I was just like, why is he so cocky for no reason?
No, he was just high.
Well, he wasn't high.
Yes, he was. He was literally snorting the cocaine, I think.
No.
Yes.
I thought he was just, like, drunk and, like, cocky.
No, he was
actually
high. He seemed
very egotistical.
He's that, too, but I think he was cocaine.
I didn't like him, and I also didn't like the news reporter that went to the children for news. And then he tried to blackmail the nanny. She actually was trying to be so protective.
He's like, no, you can't be here.
And I truly empathized with her. I felt so, like, she was truly helpless in that scene because she seemed like such a good woman. And then they were just like, felt like, yeah, it was just such a sicko move, and it made me hate him even more. And I just truly wish he gets fired and never gets a job again.
No, but I have.
But he truly deserved the slap that he got at the end of the movie.
No, he deserved more than a slap.
More, but I just hope he gets fired, because, like, what he did was, like, disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I remember, I know you didn't see the sequels. He's in the second movie, I believe, too. Oh. I believe he's second and third. I could be wrong.
Is the second as good?
No, it's not. It's just Die Hard in a plane. When I, like, Die Hard became such a big...
I guess that's the thing with movies that have, like, sequels. Once a movie is a banger, they try to recreate it.
The fourth one's decent. The fifth one's crap.
Wait, how many are there?
There's five.
They just change the setting each time.
The third one's okay.
Is there Die Hard on a train?
Yes. I don't know what it's called. It's
Die Hard on a ship.
Yes. It's actually... It's called Speed 2. Speed was a Die Hard on a bus. Speed 2 was Die Hard on a boat or a ship.
They just changed the mode of transportation each time.
No, because... I don't know if you know this fact, right? But Die Hard became such a big hit that a lot of movie directors or story writers copied the premise of Die Hard. And it's like Die Hard on a plane, Die Hard on a train, Die Hard on a bus, Die Hard on a boat. But they're like movies called like differently, but like, you know, the premise is the same. There's this guy gets stuck, he's not supposed to be there, and he has to survive. Like that type of thing, right? So they just made it into... It should have been its own genre at that point, I guess.
Why is it its own genre? It's just...
I guess there's so many movies in, like, there's so many movies in the action
I think
scene.
The thing is, it's like, cashing in on something, right? Yeah. It's, like,
once even a movie... to say they cash it in, I believe. Like, a lot of lazy movies, anyway. It's not, like, great movies, but lazy movies really copy it. Like, even when... I know Marvel wasn't the first one to do the universe thing. I know it's the monsters movies, like Frankenstein and that... In the 80s or the 70s, they did it. Yeah, like the universes, right?
There's another universe?
No, you know how multiverse exists in, like, Marvel Universe, where all movies are connected within the movieverse? That type of thing became famous because of Marvel. Marvel, like, brought it up forefront and made lots of money. Same thing with Die Hard, right? Now we have, like...
But there's so many, for example, there's, like, what was it? Jurassic Park and Worlds, like, it was originally, like, something way back when, and then they were like, first they made three movies out of it, and then they're like, no, let's reboot it again with a whole different cast.
I really hope
and then
don't
made
make...
it three more times.
To be honest,
they also did that with Jumanji, too. Jumanji was such a classic that they went and made, like, two other reboots. They do that a lot these days.
Yeah.
But I don't think, when was the last Die Hard movie? Like, they stopped years ago, or, like, are they still making
them? I think the last one was in 2010.
Okay, okay. So,
I could be wrong.
And they're all with the same cast, or, like, does the cast change?
It's 2013, actually, I was wrong. It was 2013. It's called A Good Day to Die Hard. That's Die Hard 5.
Is it not on Christmas anymore? Is it on Easter this time?
No, all... Okay, let me debunk the myth that it's a Christmas movie. I understand why people say it's a Christmas movie.
I think it's funny that they call it a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's funny, but...
Could you imagine? In my opinion, it's not a Christmas movie. Home Alone and a Die Hard movie.
I know, like, I saw an article where the director... Or tweet... I saw an article where they said the director said it's a Christmas movie, but it was released in July.
No way.
July 15th.
But it's... They call it a Christmas movie because it's set on Christmas Day. Like, imagine Home Alone was, like, but released... Imagine Home Alone was released in July. It would still be considered a Christmas movie because of the context or the setting of the movie.
Yeah, no, I think it depends on the release date to be a Christmas movie, in my opinion.
I think it depends on the premise.
Because you can make, like, you know,
For example, if, like, those Hallmark Christmas movies were released in November, would they be a Christmas movie still?
Well, yeah, it's the Christmas season. But if it's in October, it's
Halloween. It's a Halloween movie, yeah. Even though it's about Santa Claus? No, I think it's more on premise based, and so by that... Die Hard could be a Christmas movie because it was set on Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day.
No, I think it should not be. I know a lot of people will fight about it, but, like...
See, that's why I said I always have the popular opinion.
No, you got it wrong. It was released in July 15th.
It's not about the release date. It's about the premise and the context of, like, the movie.
Then it should have released in December.
Wait, but,
it was supposed to be a summer blockbuster movie. So,
but why would they release a Christmas movie in the summer? It's still
No. It's supposed to be a blockbuster movie, right? It's supposed to be summer blockbuster because in the summer, you know, people have holidays.
But I think it just became a cult classic.
Cult classic. It became a super hit.
It became one of those
cult classics.
It became an iconic movie that people talk to this day, that is referred to when talking about Christmas movies. It's like, it happens when you have, like, a movie that just becomes super big and super popular that you kind of, you know, create type of gestures, like, not gestures, but, like, you relate to them for different things.
Yeah. No, what I liked about the movie as well was the screen, we talked about the screenplay, but did we talk about, like, the action set pieces?
Like, it was literally just a building.
I know it's a building, but like...
With explosions.
How creative it was, especially when...
It was just like going through vent ducts, what we've seen in every single like...
Yeah, but I guess you've seen it too much nowadays. But if you saw it in 1988, it would have been like mind-blowing movie. It'd be like, whoa, bro.
No one does that, but I think... The scene that I was really confused on, or, like, the action sequence I was really confused on, was the part where he tied, like, that bomb to the chair, and then he pushed it off, and then the bottom part of the building exploded. But, like, if the bottom part of the building exploded, how'd they get to the basement? Why wouldn't the whole building explode? It just didn't make sense.
It was the floor. It wasn't too powerful to do it. It was just that area where they were at.
He threw it from, like, what floor? Like, the highest floor?
No, he didn't.
All the way to the bottom?
They weren't at the highest floor.
What floor did he blow up? It was something at the bottom.
Yeah, it was one of the 10th or 12th or something
like that. But how do you only blow out one floor?
Because the elevator was stuck there because they got drop-off there.
But, like, he pushed it onto the floor. Yeah. Or did he push it onto the elevator?
The elevator, you know, the door, he pushed it in there. Mm-hmm. And it went, and you know what, the elevator that those people came out of, and if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's basically the scene where the bad guys were shooting at the tank, the police tanks, and Bruce Willis had to protect the police, right? And so he tied a C4 to a chair that he had and just dropped it into the elevator.
Yeah, that scene was really confusing when I watched it because I didn't understand. Like, obviously, I'm not going to think, oh, like, I'm not someone who's, like, super serious on action sequences. Like, obviously, I know that they're action and you take it with a grain of salt.
Because, okay. Action sequences could be art.
Sure, that. But that scene was, like, so confusing to me because it's, like, if you blow out the bottom floors, how'd they get to the basement later
on? No, it was just that section.
See, that's what I didn't understand. Maybe I'm just stupid. The
building's
big, but I'm not processing how you blow up a single floor.
It's possible.
Sure, in the movie.
We could do a test
run. No, let's not.
It's a joke, by the way, guys. For people who
that's
understand.
The one scene that caught me, like, I was like, okay, whatever. And then I saw the helicopter sequence at the end of the movie. That felt like another trope. I didn't understand, though, why he was shooting at the helicopter.
Oh, because he wanted them to get out of there. It's like, these are the good guys. He wanted to warn them.
But they already knew these were the good guys.
No, they didn't. The FBI didn't.
But there was, like, women there, like,
no,
tied
no, they
up.
Didn't see it, because they were far away, right?
They were gonna shoot the hostages?
That was the plan, right? The plan was, because Hans Gruber asked for basic...
Those random people. I thought that scene was so funny. They were asking, okay, there was a scene where the FBI came in. They had, like, a walkie-talkie, or a way to communicate with the terrorists inside the building, and they were asking... What do you want, or who do you want? Like, what do you need from us? And Hans Gruber was like, randomly just named the most random group leaders that he thought of. He's like, the I can't think of their
the
names.
Kwekwa.
Like, they're random.
Canadian
the random Quebec party leaders, and like
the
some
British.
Random.
European.
South African leaders, yeah. Like just
terrorist
random
leaders
random names, and he looks at his like sidekicks and he just has like this face of like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just gonna say it. And so they released these random people.
No, they didn't.
They were
like,
about to release.
No, they were in talks. It was like, so basically,
oh, okay.
It was supposed to be like, the FBI says, okay, I agree with your thing, but it's like, so you guys want an helicopter, we provide it to you, come to the top of the
building
and that's when they shoot. That was the plan. Because they didn't know it was the good, innocent people. They thought it was just the bad guys, right? And so that was hilarious scene.
That was
he gave one of the most, the greatest action scene, I think, in my opinion, in the movie was... Basically, Bruce Willis jumping, having that fire hose thing tied to his to him, jumping
where
off the building.
Where he goes into the building.
And jumps into another.
I guess, like, maybe it's because, like, I'm watching this in, like, 2021.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, so many, like, action movies do this. Like, I think the last one I saw was Mission Impossible did something similar to this. And... I've seen it used so many times that it doesn't feel original anymore. But I understand that, like, way back when, maybe this was, like, such an iconic scene.
What are you talking about? It was intense.
What?
It was intense, like, even when I was watching,
yeah.
I knew what's gonna happen, but I thought it was nice, like...
It was visually nice to watch. I actually enjoyed the movie. It was... I wouldn't say it was, like... The hype is real, like, I got it, but I personally, what would you rate it out of 10?
Well, I really like it, right? So, for me, it probably has to be around 8 or 8.5, around there, for an action flick, because it has great characters, great villain, and great action set pieces. Yeah, there's some things I didn't like. Like, certain characters, a few scenes here and there, but everything was really nicely done. The cinematography wasn't the greatest either, especially there was two scenes where I was like, why is it too orangey? and it was like
too orangey.
Yeah, it was too orange.
It was like the orange juice. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I was kind of bothered by that too. There were some pieces that were like
cinematography wise, it's not the greatest.
No.
For even for that time, I don't know if it was, but from what I was watching, it wasn't a really nice like. Yeah, cinematography wasn't that great. The writing was good. The screenplay was the best. Direction was nicely handled. Yeah, overall, I give it like 8 to 8.5. Nothing more, nothing high, I guess.
I don't want to be like the pessimist. Or like, I don't have anything against the movie. I just don't think it's the greatest movie. And this is where I might disagree with a lot of people.
I might fight you for this one.
I'll give it...
I physically hurt you. We're in the same room.
I will give it like a 7.56. Like it was
7.5?
It was all right. It was good. Like I say my highlights of the movie were definitely the screenplay. I really liked the main protagonist. The antagonist, like the main characters were nice, the side characters were nice. By the
way, I forced her to watch Die Hard and Back to the Future.
Yeah, it was so
it was my choices, so I...
So we both wrote lists of, like, movies that we wanted to watch, and this was on his list, because I have not watched it, and a lot of his movies are actions, and, like, I have not watched a lot of action
next
movies.
Next movie is not an action movie.
It's not. But the parts that I wasn't the biggest fan of was towards the end. I felt like a lot of unnecessary tension, like, elements were added to the plot to create tension that weren't necessary. For example, like the FBI and like whatever was happening there, I was just like, it felt weird. Like it felt unnecessary. And
yeah, that
some,
part too, right?
And
it
there
felt
was some
repeated,
like
because there was a police scene. That's the same.
Yeah,
it felt the same thing.
If like the first the police came, they had the situation of like okay they have the power now and they were supposed to do the dealings. But then the FBI came and they did exactly what the police just did, take over the power from the dude and try to deal with the terrorists. It felt repetitive. It felt unnecessary to some degree. I wasn't the biggest fan of the action sequences as much as they were good. I would say the best part was the pacing and the screenplay.
Yeah, so that's Die Hard, guys. That's the review of Die Hard.